Picture a classroom near the end of the school year. The lesson itself is fine, the teacher planned well, directions were clear, the activity made sense. But about 15 minutes in, something shifts. A couple of side conversations start happening near the back of the room. One student is still looking for a pencil. Somebody asks to use the restroom. A few students are maybe ready to move on, while a few others are still trying to figure out where they're even supposed to be. Nothing major happened. Nobody threw a chair. Nobody yelled. Nobody completely derailed instruction. But you can almost feel the room start to drift. And if you've spent any amount of time in schools, you know exactly what happens next. Some teachers pause and bring everyone back together. Others just keep pushing forward, hoping that the room settles itself. They repeat directions. They raise their voice a little. They try to regain momentum without slowing down. And what is interesting is that the difference between those two responses usually has very little to do with experience, confidence, or effort. Often, it comes down to one question. Do we see a reset as a normal professional move, or do we see it as evidence that something has gone wrong? Because how we answer that question changes a lot about what happens next.
This is Your Morning Boost, recorded in the Forward Ed Network studios, a weekly spark for educators and school leaders ready to lead, teach, and live with greater intention. This is Your Morning Boost.
Welcome to Your Morning Boost, everybody. I'm glad you're here with me today. And today we are talking about something that becomes increasingly important this time of year, especially for school leaders. We are talking about the classroom reset, not as a disciplinary response and not as a sign that things are falling apart, but as a leadership tool that can protect instructional time and help create predictability for both students and staff. Because by the time we get into the second half of May, schools begin to feel different. The routines are technically still in place, but they do not always feel quite as settled as they did earlier in the year. If you walk through a building right now, you'll notice it in small moments. A class takes a little longer to settle after lunch. Students need an extra reminder before getting started again, and transitions that used to happen automatically suddenly just take a little more effort. None of those moments are huge by themselves, but they do start to stack together. And when enough of those little moments pile up, teachers can begin feeling like they are just working harder to maintain the same pace that they had just a month ago. And leaders feel it too, because this is often the point in the year where conversations start sounding very familiar. You hear things like, students are ready for summer, or maybe everyone just seems checked out. We just need to get through these last few weeks. I mean, I've been counting down days now for 2 weeks. So I get it. And while there is usually truth inside all of those statements, there is also another lens worth considering. Because sometimes the issue is not that people are disengaged. Sometimes the conditions around them are just simply changing. That matters because the way we define the problem usually determines the kind of response that we create. If the problem is teachers losing control, then the solutions often become pressure. Be more consistent, tighten things up, stay on students, keep pushing to the end. But if the problem is changing conditions, then the conversation becomes completely different. Now we are talking about adjustment. We are talking about responsiveness. We are talking about systems that help people recalibrate instead of simply powering through. And that shift matters. Because for a long time, schools have carried this quiet assumption about classroom resets. The assumption sounds something like this. If a teacher has to stop instruction and regroup the room, something must have gone wrong. Maybe nobody says it directly, but it sits underneath the surface. A teacher pauses to redirect focus, and somewhere in the back of our minds, we start wondering whether a stronger classroom management would have prevented this situation in the first place. The challenge with that type of thinking is that it creates pressure for teachers to keep moving even when the room is clearly telling them that something needs attention. So instead of stopping for a moment, they just push ahead. They repeat directions again. They increase their volume. They start working harder and harder to pull students back into the lesson while the room just slowly keeps moving away from them. And eventually a 2-minute problem becomes a 15-minute problem. I remember recently here talking with the principal who noticed something during walkthroughs in late spring last year. Initially, she thought that her strongest classrooms would be the ones with the fewest interruptions. I mean, it felt logical. Smooth lesson, high engagement, everything moving from point A to point B, exactly how it was planned. But after several weeks, she started noticing something that she had missed. The strongest classrooms were actually not the smoothest classrooms. They were the classrooms where teachers adjusted quickly. Students became restless and the teacher noticed it. A transition felt sloppy, the teacher tightened it up. Attention started drifting and the teacher paused before things moved too far off track. And the adjustment itself, I mean, it rarely took very long. Sometimes it was less than a minute. But what mattered was that the teacher recognized the moment and responded early. Later, this principal told me something that I still think about. She said, "I realized I wasn't watching interruptions happen. I was watching maintenance happen." And I think that's such a useful way to think about that. Maintenance is something we understand almost everywhere else, right? Nobody sees a pilot checking instruments during a flight and thinks something's terrible, you know, something's going to happen here. Nobody watches a coach call a timeout and assume that the game plan failed. We understand that professionals monitor conditions while they work, and then they make adjustments when needed. But for some reason, schools expect something different. We expect uninterrupted momentum. We expect classrooms to move smoothly from beginning to end. But classrooms are human environments. Students walk into classrooms and they are carrying whatever happened 5 minutes to 5 days earlier. And our teachers do too. Energy changes throughout the day. Schedules shift. Sometimes even a well-designed lesson lands differently than we expected it to. So expecting everything to remain perfectly steady just might not even be realistic in the first place. Maybe the stronger question is not whether classrooms drift. Maybe the stronger question is what happens when they do.
For students wondering what comes next and how to get there, there's Next Step Scholar, a platform that helps learners explore careers, build direction, and take meaningful steps toward their future. Not overwhelming, just clearer paths forward. Next Step Scholar. Every future starts with a next step.
This segment is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Since 2013, GLS has been a trusted partner for school districts across the Midwest, specializing in executive recruitment and leadership support. They believe that great schools start with great leaders, and they are here to help you find the perfect fit for your district. Transform your school's future with the right leader. Visit GrundmeierLeaderSearch.com to learn more. Grundmeier Leader Services, transforming education one leader at a time.
Because leadership always plays a bigger role here than we sometimes realize. Teachers pay attention to what our leaders are reinforcing, and not just during evaluations, not during just formal observations. They notice the comments that you make during walkthroughs. They notice the language we use in the hallway conversations. And over time, those messages become part of our school culture. If leadership language consistently celebrates smooth instruction and uninterrupted lessons, teachers quietly begin absorbing a message. They start believing that good teaching means avoiding disruption completely. And once people believe that, they often start hiding moments that could actually become opportunities for growth. Imagine a different conversation. Imagine walking into a classroom where a teacher notices focus slipping, pauses for a moment, regroups students, and then moves right back into instruction. Later, instead of hearing, "Nice job getting behavior under control," they hear, "I noticed how quickly you recognized the shift and adjusted before it became a bigger issue." That's different. Now the conversation is not centered around control. The conversation is centered around judgment, professional judgment, responsiveness, decision-making. And responsiveness may be one of those important skills that educators develop over time, especially in May, because this season asks people to adjust constantly. Schedules change. Students feel different than they did in February. That daily rhythm of the building has shifted. And really good plans sometimes need revision, and that doesn't mean that instruction is falling apart. It means people are working in dynamic environments. Now, for leaders, leadership on this subject is not pretending that these realities do not exist. Leadership is helping people respond to those realities with confidence.
Are you ready to transform your school or classroom? Join hosts Adam and Jim on Control Shift Lead, the monthly podcast on the Forward Ed Network. Every episode, they bring in top educators from across the United States to deliver three game-changing insights: something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking, and something you can use to lead tomorrow. Don't just manage, lead. Subscribe to Control Shift Lead today.
If you're an educator trying to stay sharp without adding more to your plate, SkillSpring is built for you. Short, practical professional learning designed around real classroom needs. Lesson strategies, instructional tools, and ideas you can actually use tomorrow. No overwhelm, no wasted time. Just learning that fits your day. SkillSpring. Learn forward.
So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with one final thought. Schools spend a tremendous amount of energy trying to prevent disruption. And to a degree, that makes sense. I get it. We want structure. We want consistency. We want classrooms where students can learn effectively. But some level of disruption will always exist because schools are built around people, and people are constantly changing. The goal has never really been perfection. The goal has been creating enough predictability that when things shift, people know what happens next. Because eventually, students learn those patterns too. They learn that losing focus for a few minutes does not mean the day is ruined. They learn that adjustments are normal. They learn that classrooms can pause, regroup, and keep moving forward. And honestly, adults need that reminder sometimes too. Maybe one of the most useful messages school leaders can give staff during these final weeks of school is something like this: great teaching is not about keeping every lesson perfectly on track. It's about recognizing when the rhythm changes and knowing how to help everyone find it again. Thanks for being part of the work, and thank you for spending your time with us. We certainly appreciate everything that you do for your students and your community. We'll be back again here with another episode of Your Morning Boost when we talk with you again next week.
That's your Morning Boost from AWB Education and Media. If this episode helped you reset your thinking or take your next step forward, share it with a colleague. And don't forget to subscribe so your next boost is ready when you need it. Keep showing up with intention. Keep moving forward, and we'll see you next time.